This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. The AFC title game kicks off tonight at Gillette. For the second year in a row, the Patriots face the Baltimore Ravens in the championship. The winner goes to the Super Bowl. To get the view from Charm City on the big game in Foxborough, we are joined by Baltimore Sun sports columnist Kevin Cowherd. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Sharon. How are you?
Great. So what is the mood among Ravens fans? How are they, you know, on the whole confidence anxiety continuum?
Well, I tell you, I think they're pretty confident. I think last week's game in Denver, one of the best football games you'll ever see, has given them a lot of confidence in this team. The Ravens are a team that have really come back from a lot of adversity this year. Their defense has been banged up all year. Their offense has been inconsistent, and yet here they are, ready to go to Gillette again in a rematch of last year's AFC Championship. So I think people are very, very the fans here really feel the Ravens have an excellent chance to win. And, of course, after what they did last week against Peyton Manning and the Broncos, I think the confidence level is even higher.
Right, double overtime. Let's not worry.
Yeah. Well, it was a nail biter, and yet for the Ravens to emerge from that, and even this week at the Ravens complex, I mean, there was just so much confidence. This team has its swagger back. There was a period late in the year where they lost three games in a row, and I really think their confidence was shaken. But it's back now, and they feel they have as good a chance as anybody to go to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl. So pretty confident team, pretty confident fan base right now.
With John Harbaugh coaching the Ravens and his brother Jim coaching the 49ers, there is definitely a certain amount of salivation in hopes of a sibling rivalry Super Bowl with, you know, the Harbaugh brothers. So is that something Baltimore has going for it today, the whole storyline anticipation among, you know, columnists and feature writers?
Well, I don't know about that. I think most people are sort of focused on this game, and of course they know that in the background is this John Harbaugh, Jim Harbaugh matchup between the Ravens and 49ers if both teams advance. But I think right now people are pretty locked on this game. You know, there's a certain fascination here with facing New England. There are a lot of people here who really they admire Tom Brady. They think Bill Belichick is a terrific coach, and they want to beat the best team. And there's a perception here that year in and year out, the Patriots are in the Ravens' way.
And do you have any thoughts about the Ravens' fan base overall perception, not so much of the Patriots players, but of Patriots fans?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is a town with a chip on its shoulder, no question about that. And it is a fan base with a chip the size of a sequoia on its shoulder. It's always been that way. I've been in this town 30 years, Sharon, and I can tell you that the underdog mentality is something that Baltimore embraces. People here tend to feel the city is overlooked. If you go down the East Coast, you know, you've got Boston and New York and Philly and Washington, D.C., and those are the towns that sort of get more ink, get more publicity. Their teams seem to get more publicity. So there's very much that underdog, as I said, mentality here.
And is there one key thing you think the Ravens need to do to make sure they beat the Pats?
I think stopping Tom Brady, keeping him in check, and really trying to limit the damage he does with passes to Welker and Brandon Lloyd, I think that's really going to be the key for them today.
Well, Kevin, thank you so much, and may the best team prevail.
Absolutely. Thanks, Sharon.
Kevin Cowherd is a sports columnist for the Baltimore Sun. This is 90.9 WBUR.
We just got to keep the devil